Now, well, that term expired. So now, obviously, we could not hold other hearings because we would have otherwise to call the same people back. And so it wouldn't work out. That's why then we didn't have the hearings, but also, unfortunately, the Section 10 requires that we provide this report. So that is why we had to convene this meeting and just to ensure that we have a report. And I think that our report will clarify that we did not have now public hearings because we had public hearings earlier. So that's why that it was necessary to adopt this report. So this meeting is going to be a very short meeting. That's one thing. The second thing is that the Money Bills Amendment Procedure and Related Matters Act also provides that once the National Treasury has gone through the bill, they might also present technical amendments. The technical amendments have been presented to us as well. But the technical amendments, I mean, by nature, technical means that small corrections, those corrections that they are making. Unless perhaps we see somewhere that the substantive thing that we might have to address, but really, they're just technical by nature. So it's with us. So what we could do is to go through the reports, if it's in order with everyone. I'm not sure if all the members have seen the report. No, not the text. Our report, the draft report. Yes. So.
Okay, sorry. Technical. It's of a technical nature. So, you know, the recommendation that you've got here at the moment, of course, is now not totally correct because it says that we must pass the appropriation bill without amendments. And in fact, what we should now be saying is that we pass it with the technical amendments as proposed by the Minister of Finance or something to that effect, because, you know, those amendments are necessary and they need to be done. And then I would like to add, in fact, two other items, and that is the first one is that we request Treasury on the amounts, or to divide the amounts between the departments and the old departments and the new departments as a matter of urgency, so that those new departments could actually start operating as soon as possible. And the second one is that we request the third one, sorry. Now, the first one is that we ask Treasury to divide the money in the appropriation bill to the new and the old departments as soon as possible and as a matter of urgency, so that those departments can start operating. In other words, if you look at this, the technical amendments, you'll have the departments there, but no money, no funds. So all I'm asking is that Treasury must give urgent attention to it, that they put the amounts in there. That's the first proposal I would like to make. And then the second one is that we request the, I think it's the Secretary of Parliament that's got to form the budget office, that we get the budget office formed as a matter of urgency as well, that the appointments be made for that purpose. I don't know whether anything has been done about it at this stage.
Chairman, I think My colleague here is referring to the new Department of Economic Development. I think the Minister also said that it's a question of urgency that they get money to get them off the ground. I honestly think, Chairman, it's in the public interest as well that they get they get operational as soon as possible.
Chair, sorry, I'm a bit of a novice as far as this issue is concerned, but it does make sense that after the budget was presented to the House during the third parliament, the end of the term of the third parliament, during the beginning of the fourth parliament, we are working with the same budget, but we've got new departments and new spending centres. Naturally, those spending centres have to be equipped, most importantly with the dollars. They need the money. So I have no problem with that, Chair. And regarding the I think it's a matter of emphasis that we need to emphasize that this needs to be done. The other thing, Chair, is this issue of the Secretariat of Parliament that has to set up the budget office. Now, is this the normal procedure? Is this how it should happen? And if that is how it should happen, Chair, then I suppose we should call for it.
Chair, that's a prescription of the Money Bills Act, which was approved by the State President, and you'll see on page one of the support fourth paragraph, an adopted fiscal framework, B, the Division of Revenue Bill must have been passed, and C, the Parliamentary Budget Office must be in place to support committees proposing amendments to budget votes and to support the Standing Committee on Appropriations. So that, according to that Act, the Money Bills Act, there must be a budget office, and all I'm saying is that we must just emphasize that, you know, that we must get that budget office formed as soon as possible.
I don't know that I understand what the colleagues are saying, but maybe let's deal with the first proposal of asking the National Treasury to appropriate. My understanding is that what this technical amendment is doing, I think it's beginning to show exactly now. When the bill was passed in February, it has passed under the old administration with the old name. Now, the technical amendment is correcting those old names to the new name. In other words, so what is doing now is that obviously in some instances, some departments, it's just a question of reconfiguring them. There will be no extra funds that will be necessary. Some departments, like correctly has been shown, the economic development, we never had an economic development before. We had trade and industry, but now we have an economic development department. Perhaps I think that maybe is just before we decide exactly what we want to do. We had we were invited by the Standing Committee on Finance, where the minister had indicated that there will be appropriation to these new departments, to some departments, not to all of them, those that will be ready with their infrastructure, their set up infrastructure of establishing their departments by September, so that when adjustments are done, then there will be appropriation. But clearly the impression that the minister was creating was that not all these new departments will be ready to be up and running by that time, and therefore they will only receive their funding when they are ready, which means that in February. Now, having said that, I'm not sure if colleagues are feeling strongly that we do need to add this request, whatever we are calling it, to National Treasury, because I'm saying National Treasury, in addressing that, had addressed that. We can add it if we want to add, but I just want us to take into account. I'm not sure. I know that some colleagues were there, other people were not there. But, well, obviously, as this committee, we are the committee supposed to drive it. So all I need to ask is, with the explanation that one has given, do we still feel that we need to, at least to add this clause? And Mr. Sartor, how do you feel that?
Yes, Chair, I heard the Minister, and the Treasury then also reported, I think at that same meeting, that it's going to take them 6 to 7 months before they can actually divide all this money, you know, because they can't increase it. It's going to remain the same. They've just got to, like, say, if you take the example of minerals and energy, they've got to keep minerals money on one side and energy on the other side. But I'm just a bit concerned, Chair, and this is why I'm just adding it. I'm not putting a time frame to it, but I'm just asking, you know, that they attend to it as a matter of urgency so that we can maybe see whether we can do it quicker. The reason for my second request about the budget office is exactly the point you made with regard to the Minister saying some of these departments might be up and running by September. And at that stage, and there may be additional appropriations, and at that stage it would be necessary for us to have that budget office, really, because in terms of this, the Parliamentary Budget Office must be in place to support committees proposing amendments to budget votes and to support the Standing Committee on Appropriations. So we will need that by September if there's going to be departments up and running.
It's only fair, but this morning I had a meeting with other people, and I was saying to them that events have really overtaken us, because some members are totally new. It would have been nice if before this meeting and other meetings we had gone through the workshop as a committee, so that all of us, we can start from the same understanding. Next week on Tuesday we'll be receiving submissions from National Treasury for the fourth quarterly report. And we haven't had this workshop. Clearly, by the time the people understand the act, we'll be right in the middle of our work. And unfortunately, we can't wait for this and that because of the program of the budget now, budget votes. It's very difficult to schedule a meeting because members are not members of this committee only. We've been advised that those budget votes must be prioritized. I'm saying, but we're also trying to organize if members, I think that members must take this decision as to when can we have a workshop. We'll be taking a break very soon. Can we have it during the break, or should we have it when we come back? But that one we can answer later, not necessarily now. Because it's important that we have a clear understanding, but also as members would know, those that have read this act, is that whatever we do here has implications on other committees. So it's very important that as we move as swiftly as possible to hold the workshop, so that we can workshop other people. And one thing that I may mention in passing is that already the presiding officers had approached us to want to know how do we hope to implement this bill, that we must come with a suggestion of how to implement this bill. You know, other acts, I'm saying the bill is the act, other acts are Public Finance Management Act or your Municipal Management Act have been phased over time. So I think that we need that workshop so that at the end we must come with a view that says this is how we think that we must advise the presiding officer on the implementation. But this was just by the way a comment. So the second suggestion is that the budget office must be established as soon as possible. Clause 15 or section 15 says the CFI established a parliamentary budget office headed by the director, the main objective of which is to provide independent, objective, and professional advice and analysis to Parliament on matters related to budget and other fields. Then it spells out the core function. I just want to read the section that the members themselves. Is it section 5? Well, okay, subsection 5 says the committee is contemplated in section 4. Must recommend to the respective houses a person with the requisite skills. In other words, it means that we'll have to have interviews. It says must a person with the requisite skills, qualifications, and leadership, blah, 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 for appointment as director by the resolution, and B, the conditions of service, including the salary. So it means that you will be involved at the appointment of the director. So it's not just the parliament. But this one, Mr. Swart, Honorable Swart already indicated that this recommendation will have to go to parliament rather than to national treasury. And I think that we all agree with that.
Honorable Market, do you have a copy of the other report?
Correct, Mabu, sorry. Oh, yes, you do. Okay. Mabu.
Chief President, I thought we would deal with the draft report of the standing committee so that all of us here should own this report that we are going to present. I thought maybe we'll take paragraph by paragraph for all of us to understand what are we saying here, what are we presenting, and as a collective, as a whole committee, we should own the report.
Leadership, it's good to lead leadership, because leadership gives direction. Okay, then we can read the, let me read the report. It says that the Standing Committee on Appropriation, having considered the Appropriation Bill, B5 of 2009, referred to it and classified by the joint taking mechanism, Section 77. But as follows, Section 10(1)(a) of the Money Bills Amendment Procedure and Related Matters Act, Number 9 of 2009, provides that appropriation bill must be referred to Standing Committee on Appropriations. In terms of the Act, the Committee on Appropriations should hold public hearings to consider proposed amendments to the appropriation bill.
On this very paragraph, can we be clarified to say before our coming here were public hearings held? If they were held, we need to agree to say yes, they were held. So some of us were new, we don't know what the procedure was followed during our absence prior our coming here.
Thank you very much for that question. Now, the public hearings were held at the beginning of the year. That's why then we felt that now maybe It wouldn't be appropriate then to invite back those people that we spoke to earlier. So what we're doing now is a requirement that we produce a report, but I think this report then will have to indicate that, it does indicate somewhere that the public hearings, we're not holding public hearings now. The last on the same page. Yes, yes. It should also be noted that, yeah, at the time, that's correct. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I can go on, continue. The Act also outlines conditions that must be satisfied in order for amendments to be made to the appropriations bill. Some of these conditions are as follows. A, there must be an adopted fiscal framework. B, the Divinal Revenue Bill must have been passed. And C, the Parliamentary Budget Office must be in place to support committees proposing amendments to budget votes. The Parliamentary Budget Office must be in place to support committees proposing amendments to the budget votes and to support the Standing Committee on Appropriation. Further, it should also be noted that in terms of the procedure set out in the Act, proposed amendments to the money bill should be informed by preparatory oversight work and input into, for example, the drafting phase of the budget. Then the drafting phase of the budget, I assume, is the MTPPS. Okay. Fourth Parliament, as constituted in May 2009, did not have the opportunity to engage with the current budget on this basis. Given these circumstances, it would appear advisable for Parliament, when considering money bills and other instruments for 2009-2010, not to effect amendments. Attention should nevertheless be directed at preparations for the forthcoming financial year 2010-2011 budget. Consequently, the committee did not engage National Treasury on appropriation bill. It did not receive or consider proposed amendments. Accordingly, no public hearings were held. It should also be noted that at the time of tabling the appropriation bill in February 2009, the then Joint Budget Committee embarked on a process of public hearings and subsequently reported the House, and reported to the House. If then I may explain that those processes or requirements have been fulfilled, that is, the Divinal Revenue has been passed. Well, Parliamentary Budget Office, as we discussed earlier, is not there. We have agreed that we will make a recommendation to Parliament. I'm sure all of us, we agree that clearly with this one, we will not be able to effect any amendments or engage properly. But part of that workshop should be able to address that, the point that is raised, that maybe for 2010, then that's where we need to direct our preparations. Yeah. But I think that maybe just the amendment there, I think the Act also outlines conditions, blah, blah. Second sentence says some of these conditions are as follows. There must be an adopted framework. Yes, correct. There is an adopted framework. Okay. But the question may be that assistance that we need, there's no legal, Jenkins not here. The assistance that we need is that the committees that must budget vote and to support Standing Committee on Appropriation. Is the Standing Committee on Appropriation and Finance, not so? Yeah, I think that is the amendment then that maybe we need to make. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Just in the body of the report, the last paragraph there where we say, Parliament, when considering money bills and other instruments for 2009-10, not to effect amendments. But that is no longer strictly true because we are effecting amendments by the technical amendments. So we should really add there, after the word effect amendments, other than technical amendments, to reflect the new departments formed and when names of departments have changed. Otherwise, it would be contradictory.
Thank you very much for that amendment. Any other comment? Now, if I can just read again, just to be on record, that the Standing Committee on Appropriation recommends that the House, we're representing the House, in terms of Section 10.7 of the Money Bills Amendment Procedure and Related Matters Act, passes the Appropriation Bill, blah, blah, blah. So, are we... without amendment? Well, okay, I'm sorry. Yes, now we'll correct it without amendments. Yes, now we'll correct that part. Okay. Thank you very much. Otherwise, would someone then, if we agree, propose then the adoption of the report?
On Mr. Swart, raised the issue of the agency of the budget. Is it, has it been effected here?
Now, what we agreed to, I think the proposal, the Honorable Swart proposal was that, was pointing out the agency, but saying that now you're raising an important question whether it should be. I think we can add here. Yeah, I think we. But this report is on the appropriation bill. It's on the appropriation bill. And I think that is a distinction. Yeah, it's on the appropriation bill. But we need to find a way of then encouraging the Parliament to establish that committee as soon as possible, because the report, this report, is on the appropriation bill. Yeah, I'm not sure if this distinction is clear.
Yes. Can I make a follow-up? Subject to correction,
yes.
Mr. Swart. Since the beginning of this year, because we went into elections in May, and the Parliament was allowed to use 45% of the appropriated money. So Now what is expected of us is to push up this appropriation bill so that they can be able to use the remaining money before September. Is it September? End of? Yes. That's why I'm talking about the agency of making preparations for the newly formed department. That's my understanding. I don't know, subject to correction.
I think you're quite right. But that's it's what I was... Now you're quite right. But generally, the implementation of this act clearly will have... We have to have a workshop organized very soon so that we must be able, as this committee, I think, and the finance committee, all these committees must be able to chart the way forward in terms of the implementation of this act. Because there are implications to other committees and so forth, including the establishment of the budget office. But the budget office, I agree with colleagues that it is urgent, it cannot be postponed anymore. Honorable Mike.
Chair, I think the accommodation of that particular idea or amendment can be within the second last paragraph on the second page. But what we are saying here is that the committee noted that the appropriation bill as tabled in February 2009 did not take into account the new departments announced by the President of the Republic on 10 May. To this end, the National Treasury will table blah, 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 blah. It says what the National Treasury will be doing and what is expected of Parliament when it is tabled. Now, I think immediately after that, one should state quite categorically that the committee, I don't know, recommends or suggests or notes the urgency of getting the new departments up and running. I mean, we must get the correct wording. And that we note that urgency and calls upon the Treasury to direct the necessary funding to the relevant new departments so that they can start functioning. It was that. And what was the other issue that you also raised? And in order to give effect to good governance and whatever, we need to have that budget office up and running. So if those two ideas can be incorporated, I think they really belong here. Immediately after this, the end of this paragraph.
Now, I think that we are going to effect that. Just to say that, yeah, as you're saying, I mean, Parliament must establish this budget office as soon as quickly.
Okay.
So, do you allow us to effect those amendments and pass the bill? No? Will then someone propose then the adoption with those amendments? Honorable Sir?
I propose, Chair.
Comrade Matheson.
With amendments.
With amendments. No, it's fine. Now, thank you very much, colleague. But I think that, thank you very much for this. Then the other stuff that we mentioned, our program is delayed. We're really far behind. Thank you very much, Comrade, for coming. I know that you are in another workshop, in another meeting. Thank you very much. Sorry, another sir?
Just a question on the program for next week. We've got this, Wednesday, the 8th of July. We've got briefing by the Financial and Fiscal Commission on its recommendations. I see from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock, but I think there's also a joint sitting of Parliament from 12 to 1, if I'm not mistaken. I think that came onto the program today. So we just need to take that into consideration, maybe. So I don't know whether the Secretary might be like to look at that and send out an amended thing. There's also on that same day, there's also a meeting of the Finance Committee where they get report backs. So there's a clash with this meeting and the one of the finance, but that's not serious. It's not a problem for this committee.
If I may ask, are there people who are members of the finance committee as well? You are also a member of the finance committee. Now it's fine. What we'll do, we'll look at the program and then do the necessary amendments. If we can't continue with the meeting, we'll let the members know. I think by tomorrow or maybe by the end of the day, then we can come back to members. And thank you very much for bringing our attention to that. Thank you very much. Meeting stands adjourned.